Keith Peters reporting opening arguments in Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan will begin as early as Monday. 12 jurors and alternates were seated Friday. The former president says it's clear to everyone the case against him is a sham.
All over the world they're watching it, and all over the world they're seeing it. This is a giant witch hunt to try and hurt a campaign that's beating the worst president in history. Biden's the worst president in the history of our country, beating him by a lot. And this is the only way they think they can win, but it's not going to work.
Outside the courtroom in a park across the street, a man set himself on fire. New York Police Department Chief Jeffrey Madry.
Civilians, court officers, members of the police department, they run into the park. They make efforts to put him out. They use their coats. They use fire extinguishers. Eventually, FDNY responds. We're able to put the male, extinguish the fire. And from that point, we remove him to a Cornell burn unit where right now he's there in a critical condition.
The Biden administration is not commenting on the reported Israeli retaliatory strike against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The White House press secretary opened her daily briefing on Friday by announcing she would not discuss any developments in the Middle East. She and her counterparts at the National Security Council refused to comment on reported Israeli drone strikes on a major air base in Iran. Earlier, Secretary of State Blinken declined to confirm the reported attack, only saying that the U.S. has not been involved in any offensive operations. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 211 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 319, with the S&P 500 lower by 43. This is SRN News. A former ambassador to Israel weighs in on the two-state solution.
David Friedman says it won't work. The man who represented the U.S. in Jerusalem during the Trump administration told a recent Heritage Foundation event that the Hamas attacks of last October proved that Israel cannot negotiate peace with the Palestinians. Polls indicate that most Palestinians support the attack, and Friedman says, quote, there is no pathway to statehood for people who feel that way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In England, a Muslim student who wanted to pray during lunchtime lost a court fight against a strict London school that has banned prayer on campus. A high court judge says the female student had accepted that she would be subject to religious restrictions when she enrolled. The high-performing secular school in the Wembley area imposes a rigid set of rules and its diverse body of students, half of whom are Muslim. Britain does not have the same kind of religious freedom protections the U.S. has. Nevada's Supreme Court handed setbacks to gun rights defenders and pro-life activists in two new rulings.
The justices upheld the state's ban on ghost guns, overturning a lower court's ruling that sided with a gun manufacturer's argument. The 2021 law regulating firearm parts with no serial numbers was unconstitutionally vague, saying the law's language passes legal muster. Abortion rights advocates, meanwhile, cheered the other ruling in a fight over a voter petition on reproductive health care, but they've since replaced it with another petition they're confident will qualify for the November ballot, focused specifically on abortion rights. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A video of people pulling bear cubs from a tree in North Carolina has prompted an investigation, but a state official says no charges will be filed. The North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission said staff responded to a report of people harassing bear cubs. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.